Hello, I'm Elise West, the Associate Director of Cornell University's Learning Strategies Center. Welcome to the Cornell community. Congratulations to your student and to the members of your family who have been actively involved in your student's academic success. We value the important support that families provide for Cornell students. As a parent who recently sent her child off to college, I know that this transition can be exciting and challenging for families and students. I'd like to share some thoughts about the academic and social challenges your student is likely to encounter at college, some services available here at Cornell, and some new ways you can support your student. Cornell is a unique and wonderful place. In 1865, Ezra Cornell decreed that this university would be an institution at which any person can find instruction in any study. Today, every member of the Cornell community shares the responsibility to honor this legacy of diversity and inclusion. Women and men from every segment of society are engaged in rigorous academic pursuits, as well as in personal discovery. Our students pursue their educational goals in an environment that values freedom united with responsibility. What Carl Becker, former Cornell professor and historian, described as the freedom to do what one chooses and the responsibility for what one chooses. These characteristics of Cornell shape the experience of first-year students. As your student transitions to life at Cornell, you will find that some days your student may rely heavily on your advice. Other days your student may want to act very independently. And at home, you will be adjusting to the absence of your student. You may find that it is quiet, even lonely at home. Both you and your student will be different when your student comes home to visit. It's not surprising that these visits often include an unhappy clash as your increasingly independent student struggles with long-established rules and expectations. Try to keep in mind that this kind of interaction is part of the process of becoming adult. Students are developing autonomy, but many deeply miss their families and they do want to visit. It may be helpful to keep in mind that although families may not hear about all the students' successes, students often seek out their families to talk about problems they are facing. Of course, you may want to fix these problems, but remember, often what your student needs most in order to move past the situation is for you to be a good listener and to remind your student to access the people on campus who can help. All Cornellians are accomplished students with outstanding academic achievements, just like your student. It is unrealistic that every Cornell student will be at the top of the class in every course. Academic demands at Cornell are high. Students are like scholars in training, and their professors will expect them to develop new ways of thinking about a great deal of new information. Students will be asked to go beyond just knowing many facts. They will need to understand relationships among the facts and be able to apply this information to new situations. They are asked to evaluate competing claims. They need to understand both the big picture and the details. For many, prior ways of learning and being a successful student will be challenged. Many will need to add new strategies, and all are expected to learn how to find answers to questions that emerge in class and outside of classes. However, many new Cornellians retain the same expectations for academic performance that they had before they came here, and they may feel disappointed or frustrated with their academic achievement during their first semester. You can help them by staying interested in your student's academic progress and with what he or she is learning. Moderate your questions about grades. Most students do learn to balance all the demands in their lives. For some students, the consequences of an early misstep serve as powerful lessons that can facilitate the development of effective learning and living strategies. Listen to your student, ask questions, and remind your student to seek out the services on campus that can help. For example, it may be helpful to recommend that your student attend workshops offered by the Learning Strategies Center on topics such as exam preparation and procrastination. or schedule an individual consultation with a Learning Strategies Center lecturer to discuss concerns such as test anxiety, writing skills, or reading efficiency. Share your confidence in your student's ability to learn anything and in his or her ability to master time management and other daily demands of college and to develop meaningful social and academic relationships. It's important for families to stay connected. Phoning and texting may be good ways to stay in touch. It may be helpful, though, to identify specific times for calling that fit well into your student's busy schedule. And don't be surprised if it turns out to be late in the evening. Emailing and instant messaging can also be good ways to stay connected. You can also stay informed about life here at Cornell by buying a Cornell calendar from the Cornell store. This calendar includes daily events, weekend activities, and academic deadlines. Or subscribe to the newspaper, the Cornell Daily Sun, for a student's eye view of campus events and issues. Subscribe to the weekly Cornell Chronicle for reports on faculty, student, and staff accomplishments. If possible, you may want to visit campus after your student has acclimated. Consider attending first year family weekend or visiting on another convenient weekend. No matter what your student experiences during his or her first year at college, your confidence, guidance, and love will provide irreplaceable support as your student makes this important transition. Please remember that there are staff and faculty who are here at Cornell to help your student. Please urge your student to connect with us as soon as necessary. We here at the Learning Strategies Center send you and your student best wishes for continued success.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Purnell, and I'm a sophomore in the College of Arts and Sciences here at Cornell University. And I'm going to talk to you today about how parents can support their college students. In general, phone calls, letters, emails, cookies, money, and the occasional visit to campus are all that is really necessary for parents to show their concern, love, and support for their adored college student. Unfortunately, sometimes parents forget and abuse their communication privileges. My freshman year, my mother called me 3 times every day of the week. It started off really great and almost as necessary because I'm really far from home in a new place and she and I have always been really close. But then it evolved into something different. Something different like obsessive. She'd call and if I didn't answer, then she'd freak out because she thought something was wrong with me. And then once I did talk to her, she'd give me these speeches about my safety, which then turned into conversations about how I'd get lost at museums when I was younger. And then she'd reminisce about my childhood in general. And in the end, I'd spent about an hour and a half listening to my mom get emotional about me, college, and our lives. I don't want to seem like an unappreciative or unloving child, but I am in college and need to spend the majority of my time studying, and then resting. Not reading 20 of the funniest chain letters you can find, or, you know, looking at pictures of the cats wrestling, or a video of grandma playing the piano, or even listening to you and dad talk about I don't even know what in a voicemail. Mom, you're one of my favorite people on earth, but when it comes to communication and me in college, sometimes I get overwhelmed and you become something like another class, and you know how I feel about class. I don't want to ignore you and I don't want you to ignore me, but too much communication can become a problem sometimes, considering the amount of work that I need to do and the space I need to blossom into an adult. So, parents, let your kids come to you sometimes. I bet you'll feel tons better when they come chasing after you and wanting to know what you're doing and telling you how much they miss you and how sorry they are for ever complaining about things that happened at home. Ultimately, let them try to seek you out and try to figure out some things on their own. If you do want to talk, the best times to talk are on the weekends, holidays, especially birthdays, and in the morning, just as a wake-up call. Also, don't ask about grades or report cards unless prompted to by your son or daughter. This way, you both win. You'll talk frequently, no one feels pressured or annoyed or neglected or unloved, and the relationship matures just like the student.
Thank you for taking the time to visit the Learning Strategy Center's Cyber Tower Study Room on making a successful transition to Cornell. Whether you're a new or prospective student yourself, or the family of a new or prospective student, we hope that you've gained an appreciation of some of the many resources available at Cornell that can help students excel. Good luck and we look forward to seeing you on campus and at the Learning Strategy Center.